Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Then here we are, another day, another dollar, or maybe 50 cents. Guess it depends on how you mark things up here. Everything's expensive, so probably instead of another day, another dollar, it's another day and a dollar and a half. Maybe better way of measuring things. It's the Thursday, the 3rd of March, first Thursday of the third month of 2022, and another hour of focus and conversation courtesy of the DJVers, Doug Steffen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the murdering SOB, Putin, and numbers, the tallies of people being killed. So we'll get to that in just a second. But there's something fairly interesting started by a murderer, actually. A fellow in jail for life has started a statewide prison radio network just for prisoners in Colorado. It's called Inside Wire, Colorado Prison Radio. It's going to be broadcast to all Colorado prisoners on a closed circuit system. And actually, if you're really excited about listening to what the cons have to say and what the hosts, what they're in there for, there's some in for murder, you know, there's all kinds of stuff, as we know, people in prison. So you can go to the Inside Wire app that they have. You can go to your app store and find Inside Wire and listen to the Colorado Prison Radio System. All right, ladies, you all up for that?
Well, I think it's a good idea, right?
I mean, not a bad idea. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to be, like, interviewing inmates and having people tell their stories and stuff.
What are you in for?
That should be the name of it, right?
Wouldn't that be the first thing? Yeah. So what would you ask? What is the first thing you'd ask if you were interviewing somebody or you were in prison? Wouldn't you want to know, hey, what are you in for?
That is the question. What are you in for? It's in every movie. It's in every TV show.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. All right, so a little promotion for that for our friends in Colorado and elsewhere. So the Russians have given the first official tally of how many of their soldiers supposedly have been killed. I'm not sure I believe the number, 497. They say there are 1,597 injured since the punk Putin sent every available soldier in there. Apparently, I was looking at some of them. I'm trying to stay away from watching this stuff on television. I don't know how you three are following it, but I'm not really much interested in looking at buildings being blown up or dead bodies on the street. It isn't over yet, and that's kind of the headline for me, and it should be. So apparently in our move to help bolster the defense funds and the defense, the whatever they have for tools over there, we've sent them a lot of Stinger anti-aircraft missiles. So, you know, for one thing, that the military-industrial complex is doing well as a result of this. Not something that should go unnoticed, in fact. So, all right, we've got Stinger missiles over there. What else? We've got...
We had to make sure, which is something that it was interesting when this was... I think Tony Blinken was the one who clarified this.
Secretary of State, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't send... we're not sending the newest models, because in case they get captured by the Russians, then they could steal that technology with their friends, the Chinese, who reverse engineer everything. So I guess we sent... like the B team. I'm not sure what exactly we sent.
Well, anything to blow stuff up is okay.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that I heard, I'm not sure if it was verified, was that is that some of the Ukrainian military members can't use the equipment because the instructions are only in English. And that was something I'd heard. I don't know if that's true or if that was propaganda or if that's, you know, an anti-Biden thing. I don't know. I saw that on social media floating around, so I'm not sure if that's real or not.
Yeah. Well... It continues. I guess maybe that's it. And so as a result, there are a lot of people that are leaving the country.
A lot of countries are sending them, yeah.
A lot of countries are sending help. And then there are a lot of countries that are receiving the refugees.
Over a million of them.
Yeah. And so the refugees arriving in Poland have been harassed by whom, I guess, is the
there were stories that that African students who often go to Ukraine to study, that they were not being prioritized to get out the way that other nationalities were. Mm-hmm. And so the Polish border was questioned. I forget who it was. Someone from Poland was questioned about it and said that he was going to look into it. And now I think it was yesterday Nigeria said that they had gotten all of their students out. So I don't know. But apparently there were claims of from even Afghan refugees who just left Afghanistan and have been, you know, in Ukraine and trying to get into Poland, that they were turned away without a lot of paperwork. And so it's, look, you can imagine, with a million people converging on a border,
wandering
it's not going to be the smoothest thing ever.
Look what happened when there was the trouble in the Middle East and all those people went up into Germany, right? They went to Greece. But most of them, I think, ended up in Germany, as I remember. So
but they had multiple options. I think what's different is that this, you know, everybody, there's some that are going to Moldova, but most are trying to get in through Poland, and it's kind of a mess. And then, you know, it's kind of a timing game now. You know, the presence of the troops is there. It's pretty messy the last 24 hours, a lot of airstrikes. But I think what's kind of strange, and I don't know if anybody's heard more about it, is that in Taiwan, right before I went to bed last night, there was a massive power outage. And you can imagine if the people in Taiwan are feeling like they're next, having the lights go out is probably not the most comforting thing. The Taiwan Power Company, I just looked, said that they still hadn't restored power. I think 75% of their customers are still without. 5 million households were affected by the power outage in Taiwan.
Is this a cyber attack, you think?
I don't know. No, they haven't confirmed anything yet other than the power went out.
Well, there's that kind of stuff. There are a lot of funny things. Funny business, if you will. The Russian forces are using weaponry that is supposedly banned by the international community.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that surprising?
The vacuum bombs, and they're targeting citizens. And
I don't know what cluster munitions are, but multiple countries, including our UN ambassador, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, have mentioned that Russia is using this against civilians. I don't know what it is, but everybody's mentioning it, and I guess that also is a violation of the Geneva Convention. So,
well, under the circumstances, there's only one way for this to go for Putin. He's not going to win it eventually, no matter how long it takes for them to push and pull and whatever. So he's really done, especially using all of this stuff. So either somebody kills him or he'll be removed. His own military are not supporting this sort of thing for the most part, the military leaders. So
I don't know. We don't know, and that's the problem, is that we hear stories of Russian soldiers who are basically, they look like children, you know, just crying and, you know, and being captured and surrendering, things like that. But again, that doesn't really, we don't really know anything around Putin.
But if you look at the end game, though, ladies, there's no way he can survive this. He cannot. The international community will either arrest him and bring him to The Hague, or he gets killed. That's
I don't buy that. I don't. You know,
how do you not buy? How do you expect that he stays as the leader of Russia?
I don't buy that he doesn't. I think the most powerful thing working against Vladimir Putin is his own people. That's what's going to take Vladimir Putin out.
Yeah.
I don't see that the international community is going to go knock on the door of the Kremlin and arrest Vladimir Putin. They're all a bunch boneless, spineless people.
They can't. They may be boneless, spineless people, but they have to.
The cat is so far out of the bag.
But who's going to do it?
Well, he's already been condemned now by the International Criminal Court.
So he's still making money. I mean, it's like
he's lost everything.
We are still buying oil from that country today, so that's happening. He's still got his money that he's been divested through in China. So China's still offsetting a lot of the sanctions. I mean, don't forget these sanctions that are tough. They say, but we're not going to sanction you when it comes to food, or we're not going to sanction you when it comes to supplies, or we're not going to sanction you when it comes to XYZ. So, yes, I think the sanctions are hurting the Russian
economy.
Okay, so
here's my next question then. If, in fact, you are right, and I have no reason to disagree or say that you're not correct, on this, but it just seems if you're correct on the blatancy of buying oil from them, then the United States of America, through its Congress, needs to pass a bill today. And every single person listening to this program right now needs to get on the phone, call his or her congressman and or the senator, and say, we want a bill that will prohibit the United States from buying oil from the Russians.
The reason that Biden and NATO will not do this is because we are still too, it's going to go right,
prices
are going to go right to the pump. No, but we're making decisions in conjunction with NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And so every single major country has said that this would just lead to a gas pump crisis at home for every country. No leader wants to do that, but it's going to get a lot worse. And no leader wants to do that. And no leader's willing to do it. And the American people, again, American people
so then why don't we
really
nationalize? Why don't we take over the Russian oil? Why don't we just take over the Russian oil?
Well, then
supply?
We're in direct war with Russia again.
We don't think we are now, and really, in reality, we are because all our weaponry
is
being used.
I'm just saying that is the verbiage that all the countries are using.
All right. So there's another idea, about a minute worth of stock trading discussion. The Moscow Exchange is closed still.
The ruble is now worth less than one penny.
Right. Okay.
So this is the fourth day that the stock exchange is closed.
They are in a depression. They are on their way. They're in recession, depression, whatever. But they are also, how is the public going to put up with this? No matter how much lethal control he may have or have had, the people who have money in the stock market, that's worthless too, or pretty damn close to being worthless.
Well, the reason that they're keeping the stock market closed in Russia, it's not that it just can't function on its own. It's they're closing it because they don't want anyone cashing out and trying to leave. That's why they're freezing it. I mean, this is currency manipulation, and that's what China does all the time. They don't close their stock exchange. They do other stuff with the value of their currency, but that's what they're doing. It's just a preventative measure to keep the oligarchs from cashing out whatever, they have left in the Russian economy, which would tank it if they actually opened it up again.
Well, they can't get on. Even the Swiss, as we said yesterday, I think, have closed things down. They've frozen all the assets belonging to anybody.
The World Bank
has
backed out now. Swift
right.
banking system. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, situation update here on the DJB program, 18 after the hour.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Our focus now, I'm guessing, Jay, that there are lots
Jay's
of things
on... Jay's
not
with us today.
Oh,
it's
where is she?
Not in this hour, yet. Yep.
Oh, really? I missed the memo.
Right at the top of the email.
I'm looking at other... okay. Yeah, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch... There's a number of the stories that are about celebrities, et cetera, the usual stuff. The social media is also filled with info about what some of the actors on the world stage who are entertainers are saying about Ukraine. Stevie Nicks is piped up, and we'll talk about that after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hi, Stevie Nicks has joined a number of famous faces in speaking out against Russia in support of Ukraine. But she did so in an interesting way, ladies. She addressed Putin directly. I don't know if she sent a note, but I thought this was interesting and is posted all over the place. She wrote something that she encapsulated in what the what she said was, this is from my journal. And then she sort of made a song out of it, because you really have no friends. She writes, everyone is afraid of you, afraid to even offer up good advice, because great emperors don't listen to anybody but ghosts. Your ghosts must be shaking their heads concerning the killing of children and young people and destroying the houses and homes of young families just for sport. Your ghosts disapprove. And then she went on to say, Russia's amazing creative history, filled with ballerinas, writers, and stars, would not save Putin. You will never be forgiven. The ghosts will forever haunt you. So I thought that was interesting. She has an interesting sort of poetic
way. She wasn't the
way.
Only celebrity who did something weird like this. Who was the other one that, and Victoria, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm
Annalyn McCord, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that one went viral. That was just a horrible, weird poem about Putin's mother. I mean, it was, I don't know. It didn't go over well. I don't know what she was trying to do, but I don't know.
It is the this
Stevie's
is
real, more direct. I think Stevie's message is a little more on
Stevie's
point.
Stevie's more direct. Yeah, exactly. And so, again, under the circumstances, you look at the reality here, whether it has any bite to it as far as, you know, Putin paying attention to this? No. What's he paying attention to? He's paying attention to how many people he can kill in Ukraine. And that number is up to, what, 2,000? Now at least a couple of thousand civilians have been killed since the Russian invasion. So there's that. That's how the tally works. And so we've tallied up another story about Ukraine. Here at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Mick Myos. Jaguar Land Rover has announced Amazon Alexa will be available on all its new and existing vehicles fitted with its advanced PIBI Pro infotainment system. Owners of compatible vehicles will be able to enjoy the benefits of intuitive voice-enabled experiences. The seamless integration brings the familiar Amazon Alexa experience into the vehicle and provides natural voice integration with PIBI Pro features. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There were more explosions in the capital Kyiv and other key cities in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to face resistance from Ukrainian forces on Thursday. A short time ago, President Zelensky accused Russia of genocide.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
The United Nations is reporting over 1 million refugees have now fled Russia's invasion of Ukraine. COVID case rates continue to decline over the last 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That turns out to be roughly 18 cases per 100,000 people. As reports were surfacing about Texas Republican Congressman Van Taylor having an affair with the widow of an ISIS member from Texas, the representative has since apologized. Mr. Taylor also said that he would halt his run for re-election, conceding the GOP runoff to former Collin County Judge Keith Self. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
20 European nations are pouring weapons into Ukraine to fend off Russia's soldiers. The New York Times reported most of those countries are members of NATO and the European Union. In the U.S., prices at the pump continue to climb.
Elevated crude oil prices push our gas costs up. Due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and America's lack of domestic oil production, the national average is expected to go even higher. Since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has increased 4 cents to $3.52. That's according to new data from the Energy Information Administration. The price of gas in Ohio surged 13 cents overnight, 80 cents near Cincinnati. Wednesday morning's AAA national average, $3.65 a gallon, with Brent crude oil trading at $110 a barrel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fitbit is recalling 1 million Ionic smartwatches due to a burn hazard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are four different models affected by the recall. The watches, which Fitbit stopped producing in 2020, were sold at Best Buy, Kohl's, Target, and other stores, along with online at Amazon and Fitbit.com. A leftover rocket will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, going 5,800 miles per hour. It will bring with it 3 tons of space junk, a punch that will carve out a crater that could fit several semi-tractor trailers. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and either learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, back into the environment of opinion and information and facts and figures and talk that matters. It's the DJV program. Jennifer's here. Victoria's here. I did forget that Jay wasn't here. She did say she wasn't going to be here, but I forgot. So here we are, the three of us, the jolly old, the original DJVers on the DJV program, which is where the DJVers belong, right? Why would you want to have the DJVers, let's say, on Armstrong
show?
And Getty? Yeah. Probably not.
Made much sense.
Look. No, it doesn't. All right, let's do some COVID stuff since we haven't really.
It's almost like it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I know, right.
Isn't
right.
It nice?
We've all
except I don't want to replace COVID with the crisis in Ukraine and those poor people, but it is kind of interesting that no one's talking about COVID anymore.
Well, interestingly enough, to put the two of them together, apparently COVID is rapidly spreading in Ukraine for whatever the reason. The situation, a lot more people, because they're, you know, under attack, there aren't people that the people who are getting it aren't being detected, and the healthcare facilities are busy taking care of the people who are shot, wounded, you know, that sort of thing, which is what happens in a war area. So their focus is not on COVID, and yet COVID is there and has been there. So the dangerous
thing about what's going on right now with COVID in Ukraine is that as it is still spreading, they are running out of oxygen. And so that was a plea from all sorts of different medical groups within Ukraine saying that we are desperately low on oxygen supplies, and that's not something you can wait for. You know, like, nope. You need oxygen, right. You need it immediately. So
apparently,
Doctors Without Borders is circling Ukraine. They're literally on some sort of border. But that is something that they're really concerned about.
There's only a third of the country
COVID.
That's actually vaccinated.
Right. And they have a lot of elderly people.
40,000 positive cases at the moment not being handled because they have nowhere to handle them. They're not,
yeah.
You know, just,
and the people packed on those trains, I'm sure that was going to become a super spreader.
Yeah.
But look, exactly. if they can get to Poland, then they're, you know, I know Poland has taken on a lot of refugees, and everyone has said that the Polish people have been amazing and welcoming, and Airbnb is setting up all kinds of rental places that will, you know, for refugees at no charge for, I think, at least a month. So if they can get to Poland, if they have COVID, if they have a way to transport them. But the problem, though, is if you're really sick, people are staying behind because they can't make the journey. It's like, it took Maxim Chermkovsky from Dancing with the Stars, he's back in L.A. now last night, but it took him 31 hours to do an hour and a half trip on a train. So if you're really sick, people just can't afford to make that trip to Poland. It's just too far.
I wonder if this is something that is relatable to us here in America, i.e. all the people who haven't gotten their shots. There are, by the last count I saw, 40, 50, maybe 60 million Americans that do not have, they're not fully vaccinated. Matter of fact, many of them have not had any shots at all. So the choice there, the argument now is that it's almost over. I mean, I've said this myself. I figure it's pretty much over, and is this going to make a difference? And a lot of people have sort of said the same thing, but do we continue the vaccination campaign? Will it still do any good? It won't do any harm, so, you know, why not keep it as a focus? Although there are people that are rattling around today because apparently the vaccines are not very effective in children. That seems to be something that at least the Center for Disease Confusion has come up with this week.
Really? I saw the opposite.
5 to 11-year-olds are saying it's not very effective at all young kids.
Okay,
I just saw a report literally last night that said that it was effective, including Omicron, in kids 5 to 11. This is the problem. I mean, this is literally the problem.
That's why I said it's the Center for Disease Confusion, because their left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. They also, yesterday or last night, have stated that there are 5 million plus children that have lost a parent around the world because of COVID. So is that a number that's legit? Who the heck knows with them? But it does bring around, though, at least a focus or a thought as to vaccination versus unvaccination. If it's hardcore, I'm not going to get vaccinated because I don't believe in it, that's one thing. But if there are people that are still on, if there are people that are saying, well, it's almost over now, and I may be, guilty of saying this enough to say, oh, people, that Stefan says it's almost over, why bother? But I'm thinking, looking ahead to next year. So we get into the warm weather. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program, he's a cardiologist, well-known researcher. He says that by the 1st of April, he figures through whatever means he's using to do the research, that the danger will really be past for now. And part of it is because the warm weather cooks this virus and isn't as lethal all it was a couple of summers ago. But
Don't they also have a 2-year lifespan?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Right.
So we're at that.
He also says that the flu vaccines will have a component in them that will deal with COVID. Actually, they do, because COVID's been around. This is COVID-19. So will it come back again in the fall? Some variant. There'll be more. There's always flu. The last couple of years, the flu has been COVID. But this year, there have been more sort of, I don't know how you describe regular flu, but that's
right.
What most people know it as, regular flu. And so with the regular flu, there are vaccines for it. Oftentimes, though, if you look back to the year before COVID, the flu vaccine was useless. It didn't do anything because it didn't address the flus that were around.
Right. Some years, remember, it's only been, and I don't want to say the wrong number, but it's been a very low percentage of effectiveness.
Yeah.
And then other years, I mean, they just guess every year what they think is going to be the dominant strain.
Yeah.
With COVID-19, it's probably just as much of a guessing game because we don't know, you know, we didn't know where the, you know, Omicron was coming from or Delta or any of the other ones. So we'll see. But
the chief guessers are at the Center for Disease Confusion. That's what they seem to be the best.
FDA, for some reason, did flu shots, but no, you're right. I guess it's probably researched by CDC first, right?
I was looking at last night as I was falling. I didn't sleep well last night. This darn shoulder that I dislocated doesn't allow me to find a comfortable place. So I turned on PBS and I was watching a documentary about the first black ambassador that the United States appointed. His name was Dudley, interestingly enough. Which is my given name.
What country was he an ambassador?
Liberia. He went ambassador to Liberia under Truman. And the things that were done in Africa then, in terms of the Americans didn't know much about Africa other than, for example, Liberia. We made friends with them so we could put a base there during World War II. And the friendship continued, but there has been, you know, since then, and I bring it up because there's a COVID problem there right now. There are also smallpox problems that there have been there for hundreds of years. And so I'm bringing it up because if you think about modern vaccination and how available it is and how, especially not only blacks here in America, but in Africa, they haven't trusted the vaccine. They don't trust vaccines, period. And a lot of countries in Africa don't even allow vaccines because they don't trust what's in them. I think they do take polio vaccines, but even those, some of the countries over there have had skeptics about that. So when you look around at the number of skeptics that people pay serious attention to in Africa, that's why there is as much of a problem there as there is. I go back in history to a lot of Americans. Didn't we talk about this a couple of months ago that Ben Franklin was really the father of modern vaccinations with his research? I think we did. I think that's where it came to Ben Franklin. And Ken Burns is doing a documentary about Benjamin Franklin, which should be
very, very interesting.
He's a fascinating. What a fascinating American. A fascinating.
He wanted our national bird to be a turkey. He was very quirky.
And it is now.
Jennifer, thank you. You took the words out of my mouth.
A lot of turkeys running around.
Sure are. A lot of turkeys. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So we can just, I think, I'm, you know how I am. I have a short sense of reality. And so the COVID thing, I wanted to push aside. And Ukraine, I kind of want to push aside. I want to keep us up to date on what's going on. And then there's the causal stuff. The Fed says they're going to raise interest rates because inflation is getting out of hand, and that's because of the war and the cost of gasoline. As much as anything else, it'll push everything up. It pushes up everything. If you look at, there are two things that most people acknowledge who watch this, and I'm not a student of it, but I certainly know how to interpret info and data. And so the housing starts are the number one predicator of how healthy the economy is, and those are through the roof. And the second thing is the cost of petroleum products, and those costs are through the roof. So with the two, you know, I suppose one of them is looked upon as being good because with new housing starts, the economy seems to roar, and unemployment is low, and I see that Wall Street has adapted to their usual up, down, sideways yo-yo. They're back yesterday, even with the price of oil being what it is. The rally took place on Wall Street. The S&P went up again. Dow Jones went up again.
Around. See, Wall Street likes to hear.
Fickle.
Jerome Powell, you know, from the Federal Reserve said that he was going to have a modest rise in interest rates this month. And so even though, you know, some investors don't like to hear that, Wall Street likes to hear that because it's stability. And Wall Street is constantly
overinflated. Yeah, I mean, I think we should have raised the interest rate probably, what, a year ago at least? I think we're overdue for it. As much as I hate it, because we all like a low interest rate.
Exactly. It
should have been done a while ago. I'm surprised they even waited this long at the Fed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they did, they have, and they are. But OPEC.
Refinance your house. You got to do it. Do it now.
Yeah, right. Did you do it again?
I did it, yeah.
Did you?
Victoria's, I just closed what, last week.
She's trying to finance a house. She wants to find a house.
Well, and that's the thing with
finance.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like with rents right now, as a renter, I've been a longtime renter. This is, this year is just, it's a cash grab. And the amount of rent that's going up, and, they couldn't raise rents because everything was frozen during the pandemic, which, was the right thing to do. But now greed has set in because there's no inventory. So even if people want to move from being a renter into a house, there's no house that you can buy. There's just no inventory. And renters and landlords are taking a lot of advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they want to raise our rent over 8%. That's more than Jersey City and Hoboken. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's a cash grab because they know there's nowhere we can go.
Well, one of the things that's fueling this supposedly, I mean, it depends on who you listen to, the number of immigrants, illegal and otherwise, that are coming into our country that haven't had a place to live, so now they're finding the low rent districts, and the people that are there maybe moving up a little bit. It's really... It's hard to understand how it is as it is, but it is. What we do understand is it's getting pretty damned expensive to live in America. That we do understand. 48 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are 4 other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
I'm Al Simon. 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour. This is the DJD program, and the time every day, traditionally, we let loose on tech. And Victoria Keelan is here to help us go through some of the stuff. I'm digressing a little bit here. I think maybe this is probably not the place to discuss it, but sometime I want to talk about whether someone who does a stupid tweet, one thing, should lose his or her job. Over, you know, I suppose maybe it's what is said, but there's a lot of people judging tweets and a lot of stuff. The Ukrainian stuff is floating around. Very interesting. All right, so we'll get to that perhaps later on. Right now, the investigation into TikTok has started. What is that going to mean?
Yeah, so it's a bipartisan group of attorneys general who have launched an investigation into whether TikTok is harming kids' mental health.
They don't have to investigate it. Of course they are. Yes, the answer is yes. Next.
The answer is probably going to be yes. This is Massachusetts, California, Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Vermont. So this is a bipartisan effort. They will investigate if using TikTok is harmful to young adults and if TikTok is actually aware of the harm that it inflicts. So regulators have shown an interest in passing legislation to stem the influence of tech platforms on kids and teens. We know that, you know, we've heard a lot about this. Questions about TikTok misinformation are on the rise as well. They say this is exacerbated by people posting about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They think that, you know, because TikTok is, and a couple weeks ago we talked about this, that TikTok is actually starting to carry a lot of real, like, hard news, and a lot of young people are getting their real news, hard news, from TikTok. And with all of the Ukrainian invasion
that begs
stuff,
the question, is it real news?
Well, in terms of what we were talking, what the story was how many followers hard news like CBS News and ABC News and how many followers those news outlets have on TikTok, and they were in the millions. So there are plenty of people, younger people who are on TikTok who are getting their real news from that platform. Now, obviously, we know that going back to mental health stuff with kids and social media is a big deal. You know, we the state attorney general launched an investigation last year against Meta, which is the Facebook, you know, rebrand, Facebook, whatever. And so in Instagram, they wanted to look at how Instagram affects kids. The Facebook whistleblower, Frances Hagan, who was at the State of the Union address along with the First Lady, she's been doing advocacy for, you know, protecting kids' privacy and mental health on social media platforms. It was even mentioned in President Biden's State of the Union address when he said that his quote was, the national experiment that social media platforms are conducting on our children for profit, that's what he calls social media, and he called for an increase in privacy protections, a ban on targeted advertising to kids, and stop collecting personal data on children. So these attorneys general now looking into TikTok will be looking at all those same things.
All right, there's a recall in the works. We'll talk about that right after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, let's get back to it here with Fitbit recalling what and why,
yeah,
Victoria.
So Fitbit is the brand and also the product. And so Fitbit has recalled over 1 million of their smartwatches following reports of burn injuries from overheating batteries. So this Fitbit said that it had received a limited number of injury reports and that the total number of smartwatches recalled was less than 0.01%. However, it still equals over 1 million Fitbits. So they had at least 115 reports in the United States and 59 overseas about overheating batteries that caused in some cases, second and third degree burns on people's wrists. And so the watches were recalled in three color combinations and a special edition that was co-branded with Adidas in the blue and silver gray. So now these are $299. These are kind of the original. These are the OG of fitness trackers, the heart rate, the sleep tracking, all that. So the Fitbit, they stopped production of this watch in 2020, but they were still sold at Kohl's, Target, and Amazon.com and Fitbit.com. So go on to the Fitbit site and make sure that your watch is not one of them.
All right,
you don't
want to
burn.
No, slow burn, long burn, short burn, no burns. 59 pounds.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.